Everybody yesterday, gonna jump in here and do this video for you guys for a few minutes before I have to run out. And I'm gonna continue on with these criminal motor vehicle stops and how to approach them differently. And this is not typical of your regular Title 39 stop where you're not suspecting anybody of any criminal activity. This is at the point where now we've got through phase one, phase two, and you know, you're to the phase two, phase three area of determining if this is a good criminal motor vehicle stop. But real quick, how to deal with aggressive drivers and aggressive passengers. I always, again, we're going to harp on this one more time. Request motor vehicle documents. You don't need to explain why you stopped them. You'll be in this argument. And the question comes down to, for a lot of new guys, I just got a text earlier today asking for a bunch of new guys who just graduated the academy. Congratulations to join the group. Hopefully you guys are learning stuff on here. Go back, watch the videos, and you'll probably learn more in this group than you did, than you'll do in field training. But we're trying to get everybody on the same page and everybody educated to the level where you can go out and do the right thing and function correctly. So, you know, again, just you'll be good. I promise. Just re-watch some of these videos. But anyway, let's go back to this. So there is case law. And I'm not going to talk about the specific case right now, but for refusing to provide credentials, get State versus Kirlstein, refusing to exit the vehicle, refusing instructions, or becoming threatening, making physical threats. So you've got to know how to deal with this. And I wouldn't take it too personal. You know, roll with it. Use your, you know, use your best judgment, whatever you might have to do. But you may have to arrest somebody for not giving you the documents. Don't get punked down by somebody when they're refusing to cooperate with an official instruction or order. All right, and also know this: if you're dealing with an aggressive driver, it can be a tactic used to deter a nervous police officer. I've seen it before. Is the driver a street lawyer? You know, is there a street lawyer in the vehicle? Don't buy into racial profiling. We know that you guys all know in your heart and your mind and your soul that you didn't stop the person because of the color of their skin or the background or some kind of religious issue. It's bullshit. All right. So don't get suckered into that argument where you stop because I'm this and you're like, I've never done that. Relax, sir. Did not stop you because that was not the reason I stopped you. I'll explain the reason. Let me get your information. Or if you got the information, sir, please don't insult my intelligence. It's not the reason I stopped you. Back to our questioning. Where are you coming from? Where are you headed to? And go into that. Don't let people try to deter you with that kind of bullshit. I've had people play that game with me, and I've found lots of drugs, and I've had it on more than one occasion. People are like, oh, well, you pulled me over because I'm this. And I'm like, you can think whatever you want. That's fine, but I'm still doing my motor vehicle stop. Please don't insult me with my intelligence. You know, whatever you want to say. I have other stuff that I... little tidbits that I give in the class, but I don't want to do it over this because a lot of people see this, and you know, we kind of keep it, it's a little more confidential in class. This is all discoverable stuff if anybody else come after it. So I mean, I'll back up everything that I say. Nothing I say is wrong, just that I want to, you know, some of the stuff we talk about in class, it's just more private for us. Okay, let me go down a little bit here. All right, is the driver aggravated, the fight or flight kicking? Explain yourself. Have your game better than theirs, or you got to get your game up. One of the things you would notice if you watch some of my motor vehicle stops, and maybe we'll get to the videos of things on my motor vehicle stops, we'll go over the things that I picked up on. I'm working on this new software to try to make sure I can like talk to you guys at the same time and show you videos at the same time and flip back and forth. So I have to get a little more technologically advanced. But we're going to some videos, some motor vehicle stops from my MVRs that I've gone through and the things that I picked up on, and I'll explain it just like I do in class. All right, but again, most criminals will begin to question your reasoning for questioning them and make it seem like you're picking on them. This is a defense mechanism. Have good answers for the questions as well. I remember I stopped a guy one time and I'm like, do you have anything illegal in the car? He's like, you can't ask me that. I feel like you're violating my rights. And I'm like, I can't ask you that. There's a lot of reasons that have led me to this point to believe that you may have something illegal in the car. Do you have anything illegal in the car? He's like, well, I need to see your supervisor. Sir, you can see a supervisor all you want. But the answer is, and he's going to come here and ask you the same question, or she's going to come here and ask you the same question. Is there anything illegal in the car? And of course, there was a half pound of weed in the car. So people are going to start getting really nervous. You'll notice that when you're doing these motor vehicle stops and they're criminal motor vehicle stops, when people don't have anything to hide or they think their trap is really good in their car, they're going to be more than cooperative. It's very rarely going to come across someone. Remember, you stopped them for a reason. You have them out of a car. You talk to them for a certain reason. You're past that point where you think it's a Title 39 violation. And you'll have people just kind of throwing it back at you. Why are you asking me that? I mean, we'll show a video that where people have asked me on several occasions, four or five times over on the motor vehicle stop within a few minutes, what am I being stopped for? And it's been explained to them. So you're being stopped for not wearing a seatbelt and your front headlights out. Question. Where are you guys coming from? Anything illegal in the car? What am I being stopped for? Sir, is there anything illegal in the car? No. I asked you. Well, I told you already for the third time now. You're being stopped because you're not wearing a seatbelt and your front headlight's out. So just people will go back to that. They'll try to start challenging your probable cause when you have a stop. I mean, I've had people ask me, I'm like, hey, step out of the car for a second. Or as soon as I stop the car, like, hi, Officer Pedito, Wilbur Stamps, police, license, registration, insurance. And they're like, what's your probable cause for the stop? And I'm like, here we go. And this is like, already I had a suspicion of this car being engaged in criminal activity. And now we're hitting that wall right away. They're trying to challenge everything that you're doing constitutionally as soon as you stop the car. So things to think about, get yourself prepared on how you're going to answer people on that. Don't lose if you're going to get to this game. Try, you know, listen, you're going to lose sometimes. It's okay. Don't go home and suck start your gun. It's not the end of the world. You learn, and there's no mistakes in it. You're just learning experiences. You move forward. That's how we learn. Even in the last days of my career, there were times where I was like, man, guy got me. But I didn't go home and cry about it. Get him next time. Or now I know better for the next one. It's a bigger job. So don't get too panicky. Everybody screws up. It's police work. Just the way it goes. All right. And you don't have to explain your exact reasons for questioning them. Don't become accusatory, have a general broad answer, or give a direct answer. Sometimes people will be like, oh, what are you asking me those questions for? I'm like, well, you know, there's some things that I would just be very vague with people. Like, yeah, no, something seems a little weird here. Or I'd say like, oh, to be honest with you, I feel like you're engaged in some kind of criminal activity. This doesn't seem very typical. And I just start rattling off all my reasonable suspicion for asking those questions. And people are like, I'm like, well, you know, he doesn't know where you're going. You don't know where you're going. Your timelines don't make sense. You don't know who owns the car. You know, I just don't know what's going on. None of this makes sense. So it raises my suspicions to believe there may be criminal activity. Or I might be like, I'm just asking questions. I always give this line. I'm like, hey, I'm a police officer, right? I'm out here doing work. And don't you think it's normal for a police officer to ask somebody if, like, they were involved in any kind of criminal activity? And people are like, well, yeah, but not me. Okay. Most likely because you're engaged in criminal activity. I often think if I was stopped and a cop was like, hey, even if I didn't have 10 and, hey, you want to take a look in your car? Dude, knock yourself out. You know what I mean? Like, more respect to you. Enjoy it. I'm not engaged in criminal activity. You can check the car, whatever it may be. So, again, you just got to get smarter and more wise with this stuff. All right. And then also know about stalling tactics. You're going to have people on motor vehicle stops giving you stalling tactics. Is the driver continuing to ask you questions at this point? What is it all about? What is this all about? They'll ask you this stuff. Sir, anything illegal in the car? What is this all about? It's about me asking you if anything illegal in the car. Is that a yes or a no? There's nothing illegal in the car, but I don't know why you're asking me that. Again, you got to refresh your memory why you're here at this point asking these questions and what kind of answers you get from this person. Now, you guys got to get a little practice with this. I don't want you harassing every single person you pull over. You need to know what you're looking for, and you'll know on a stop when you have the correct amount of reasonable suspicion to be asking these questions. All right? So down a little bit. Just remember to pay close attention to everything physically about the driver, and don't ever walk away from a situation because of frustration. Remain calm and roll with it. The cooler head prevails. Kill them with kindness, and harass everyone. thank you, Mr. Sabatino. But, you know, just remain cool with it. I mean, we'll watch some videos of mine. You'll see that at no point did I start screaming at people. Remember, you cannot sound like a drill instructor on motor vehicle stops, screaming at people and expect them to comply with you. I always had that back answer was, you know, hey, people are like, what are you asking these questions for? I feel like this harassment. And I'm like, whoa. Did I curse at you? Did I ever treat you wrong? Did I hit you? Did I scream at you? And people are like, no. I'm like, so what's the problem? What do you feel? What is so upsetting to you right now? Because I'm asking you for consent to search, or if there's anything illegal in the car, and there is. So I would always have that to back up. Like, man, I think I've been nothing but professional and kind to you and nice. And people are like, yeah. So what's the problem? Well, I don't know. I don't know why you want to search my car. Because there's probably illegal activity in it. Now, if you look, a good example was we had a guy, Anthony, who is a friend of mine, who posted a picture earlier today in the group, and he posted counterfeit money. So always get your mind out of the idea that it's just drugs. I've had stops on everything from credit cards to stolen items to narcotics, guns. It's just going to come down to something's wrong in the car. Maybe something's wrong with the driver. Maybe there's a warrant or a suspended driver. You know, maybe you have somebody had all the indicators. You stop and they're suspended. And you're like, oh, man, I thought there was more in the car. The guy was suspended. He was nervous. So I got pulled over. I think that's good enough for today. Hopefully there's some tips that you guys can go out and use. And be safe. Be vigilant. Don't let your guard down. Pay attention. And we'll continue to do more training as we go along. So I'm going to, again, I'm going to have a YouTube channel. We'll have more stuff on there for you to use. And hopefully I can help you. If you need to reach out to me anytime, reach out to me.